I'm Brittany.
And I'm Heather.
Welcome to Okayest Moms, the podcast.
A place to be more than just mom.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Okayest Moms, the podcast. Brittany here.
And Heather, hello.
We are back today with Nell Parks, who is the Sacramento area lead of Free Mom Hugs. If you haven't heard about this organization, you need to Google them right now. They are doing really cool stuff. Free Mom Hugs is an LGBTQIA plus nonprofit. They are a bunch of moms who go out to Pride festivals and give out hugs to kids who have not had hugs in a while.
And dads.
And dads.
Sometimes you need a dad hug.
Yep, that's true. She even talks about that in the episode.
They're doing great things, and we are so excited that Nell took some time to talk with us and share all the good that they're doing, because the world needs more people like them. Let's take a quick break, and we will get back to the episode.
We've all heard the research on how learning a second language is good for a child's cognitive development, but that can feel overwhelming for busy parents who only speak one language. Of course, we want to expose our children to everything, but knowing where to start can be a challenge. Enter our new podcast sponsor, FepiBox.
FepiBox is a monthly subscription box designed for children 3 to 6 to learn Spanish in a fun, interactive way. FEPI's philosophy is learning by immersion, exposing the kids to Spanish and English through original books, music, and play. And don't worry, parents don't have to be bilingual to help their kids learn Spanish with FEPI.
Each monthly box includes a game, song, and a new FEPI book, an exclusive video audiobook that can be used for pronunciation support and hours of entertainment, listening, and watching in two languages.
We've heard from so many of you that you value experience gifts over another loud, colorful toy, and FEPI Box is just that. To purchase a FEPI Box subscription, go to fepibox.com. And Okayest Moms listeners can use code OKAYESTMOM20 for 20% off your first box in your subscription. That's FepiBox, FEPPYBox.com, and code OKAYESTMOM20 for 20% off your first box in your subscription.
Hi, Nell. Thanks for being on our show.
Hi, how are you guys today? Thank you so much for having me.
So good. So glad you're here. Can you tell our audience a little bit about yourself?
Hi. So my name is Nell Parks. I use she, her pronouns. I have 3 amazing adult children, ages 27, 23, and 20. I am a huge Disneyland and Drew Barrymore fan. But the reason I'm here today is actually to talk about the fact that I'm the Greater Sacramento Area Lead for the National Group of Free Mom Hugs. And I'm really excited to chat with you guys.
So can you tell us a little bit about what Free Mom Hugs is and what you do?
Of course. So our mission for Free Mom Hugs is empowering the world to celebrate the LGBTQIA plus community through visibility, education, and conversation. And of course, we still give hugs. We started in 2015 when our founder, Sarah Cunningham, after coming to terms and having a really hard time coming to terms with her son coming out, and she had to deal with her fear, which you can actually read about in her book, How We Sleep at Night. She went to her local Oklahoma City Pride, just wearing a homemade Free Mom Hugs button. We now have official ones. However, she had just a handwritten in Sharpie button. And she just heard over and over again how, when she was hugging people, that they hadn't been hugged by a parent in years because of who they loved and who they were or how they were presenting themselves. So that really touched her. So the next year she went back to the Pride. She had a banner, she had more people with her, and each year her advocacy just grew. In 2008, she posted a photo on Facebook that just went viral. It said, it was just her standing there with her hand raised. It said, PSA, if you need a mom to attend your same-sex wedding because your biological mom won't, call me, I'm there. I'll be your biggest fan. I'll even bring the bubbles. So that really just went viral. And that's when the whole nonprofit started. And chapters were now across 50 states and we're growing internationally.
Wow, 50 states. That's amazing. Yeah. So how did you personally get involved with the organization?
So in 2014, my youngest started the process of kind of letting us know who they were. and it was hard for them. And I never had to come out to my family. You know, I didn't have to go, hey, mom, dad, I'm straight. I like guys. So I can't speak to the difficulty from that side. But as a parent, I never thought it would be hard for my children to come out to us. Both my husband and I are very accepting. We've never been silent on that. I don't think maybe we were loud enough in our acceptance. You know, actually saying, by the way, no matter what, we love you. So seeing them struggle to come out was just heartbreaking. And I couldn't imagine how much harder it would be for children to come out that didn't live in an accepting household or had parents that were actually vocal about their hate. I had heard a few things back and forth, you know, little inklings here and there on the internet about Sarah and her Free Mom Hugs movement in Oklahoma. And then I saw the viral post and I said, oh my goodness, maybe there's a local group. So I started digging around, and finally in like December of 2018, I found the California Facebook group, and I reached out and I said, I need to be a part of this. I reached out with the state leader and started the Sacramento group, got Sacramento up and running for our 2019 Pride. We had a group of about 20 people at the first Pride Parade we were at, and we've just grown from there. We're at over 400 members in our local group now.
Wow.
Yeah.
So now, are you guys just at parades, or does the group do anything else?
Yeah, so we actually kind of do everything. So we will, of course, all the Pride festivals and parades that happen, we try and have a presence there. We are across all of California. And so we have done, I believe, around 40 events just in Northern California this year. Bay Area, kind of Central California up to extreme Northern California. And we not only go to the Pride festivals and give out hugs, but we go beyond the hug. So we'll stand in at weddings, we meet for coffee just to chat, give school presentations. We have our national group actually sends care packages out that we can like submit lists for, whatever's really needed. So we want people to know that we're out there. We want to be visible and be the face that really says, we see you, we're here for you, you're safe with us, and you're valid. So whether they're ready to tell the world who they are or just tell one person, we're here for them. And not only, you know, we started with one mom and hugs, and now we are multiple moms and dads, thousands upon thousands of moms and dads that just go beyond the hug. And we are here letting everybody know that we're here for them and we love them.
I love that so much. Oh, can you tell us your favorite memory from working at an event?
I have two memories I'd like to share. One is like really my first memory that I knew, like, this is why I'm here. The very first Pride event, we didn't have a booth. We marched in the parade. Like I said, there were about 20 of us and probably about 10 of us that went into the festival and marched around just in little groups. You know, I had a little push cart. I had a banner sticking out of it. We all had our shirts. But as people were walking by, they didn't really believe that we were giving out hugs. They would walk by and say, oh, cute, or kind of give us a hesitant look. And then one person, and we'd stand and we'd be like, do you want a hug? You know, put our arms open. And people are like, I don't know if we can trust you. But then one person was like, okay, I trust you. And they came, I'm going to get emotional. They came up and gave me the biggest hug. And as I was hugging them, I just felt that exhale. I felt them exhale. And I could tell that they were like taking in just all the love and acceptance. And they were crying. I was crying. That hug lasted forever because we don't let go till they let go. You know, hugs are needed. Hugs are healing. And so many people need that. And when we let go, not only was every person in our group hugging, but we had a line of people. We had a line of people like, oh my gosh, you're serious. We had people saying they haven't been hugged because, you know, again, their parents don't accept them, or maybe their parents had passed away, or they were just out of town. I mean, just so many people coming up, and all ages. that's, I think that exhale is one of my favorite parts of every hug, because you know that they're getting what they need and they're healing just a little. That's my first, that's my first favorite memory. And that's what the feeling that comes back to me. We've been out of hugs for a few years. We had, you know, we couldn't do in-person hugs for a while. And 2022 was our first year back in full force. And when we came, we actually set up a whole booth at the Pride Festival. And when we were there this year, we had people coming up, running up to the booth, so excited that we were back, just, you know, saying they had been waiting for us. We had people that we had the very first Pride that we were there, people that we had seen at Placer Pride or other Pride events throughout the year, and they were coming back, bringing their friends. But we had, I had one little guy who came up and he's like, "I'm just going to pretend you're my dad." At this point, it's very close to the end of the whole Pride day. You know, most of our volunteers had been gone. I was starting to shut down, but I was like, "Let me tell you something. My husband is going to be back here in 20 minutes. He had gone home to take a break. He was coming back. I said, so if you are still here in 20 minutes, come by and you can get a dad hug." And so I think my husband was like walking up to the booth and the person saw him and like ran across, got there like 2 seconds after my husband got there. And my husband's like, "Okay, what do I need to pack up?" I said, "Nothing yet. Turn around." And he was able to get a dad hug. And it's just, like I said, it's so healing and so emotional. And I don't do it for me, but the feeling I get knowing that these people, you know, that need hugs are getting them is just amazing.
Oh, I imagine after the last 2 years we've had, it's twofold too, you know, and we haven't been hugging as much, and to not have that from your parents, and also, you know, like because of the pandemic, not being able to, it's just, right, everybody is just yearning for what you guys are doing. And it's so cool.
Right. And it's, and it's not even just the hugs, you know, having somebody just see you face to face and be like, it doesn't matter how you're presenting to the world, we're going to believe you who you say you are. And it's validating, you know, we can give hugs, high fives, fist bumps, smiles, just awkward glances. You know, people, my youngest doesn't like hugs at all, like touch at all. So I'm like, just that smile or that look across and say, "I see you and you are valid." It's awesome.
And I imagine afterwards, what do you do to take care of yourself? Because I admit, if that was me, I'd love that you're doing this, but I would have to be in a sensory deprivation tank afterwards. That would just be too much for me.
It for sure is a lot. And I do have to take care of myself. I have to come home and just be like, I'm not going to touch anybody. I just want to sit down and kind of sit in that moment. I do find it's, because I'm the same way. I'm like, okay, sensory overload. If I'm in too crowded of a place, I have to just go be quiet somewhere. I do find though, this is kind of a different level. I don't feel quite as drained. And I think because we're getting those hugs too, and it's like, okay, we're relaxing, you know, it's a little different than just being around too many people. But it does take some self-care. You know, I do come home and I try and write down my favorite moment of the event, or send off to National just some photos and stuff, and unwind a little that way, and sharing the love. But it's not quite as bad as like if we go someplace super crowded and there's just too many people I don't want to be around.
Have you ever had any negative experiences at an event? And if so, how did you handle them?
We've definitely had a few disappointing experiences. And mostly it's around protesters coming to an event. We do not engage with protesters, so we don't talk to them. But at this last Pride event, during the parade route at the very end, so after all these participants are coming through and sharing love and acceptance, the last thing they would see was this group of protesters standing at the end of the Pride route. And so we had two groups. Actually, we had one group marching in the parade and another group at the end. And the group at the end just took their signs, took everything and just kind of held them up, blocked, you know, kind of blocked it from the Pride participants, the view of the protesters. And we try and, you know, hate and negativity are very loud. There can be three people and they are very loud, but we just need to make sure that the love and acceptance are even louder. And that can be silently, you know, we can just stand there with our signs and be like, hey, we're here and we see you. Let's not let these people diminish the fun and pride you're feeling right now.
Talk about people that need a hug.
Right. And we say that quite often when somebody walks by, we're like, oh, they need a hug.
Oh, okay. So after the Dobbs decision, it's been suggested that Obergefell decision that essentially granted the right to same-sex marriage is now on the table to be overturned. If this is the case, what can you do to predict what this would do to the LGBTQ community, and how would Free Mom Hugs help?
So the Dobbs decision was scary on so many levels, right? They effectively just overturned a 50-year-old decision, almost 50-year-old decision that stated, and along with that stated that precedents for other rulings could be reconsidered. And the ruling to legalize gay marriage was only made 7 years ago. So it's relatively new, and you know, it's not something we ever thought we'd have to revisit. However, knowing that, states have tried chipping away at marriage protection rights since day one. The day that was put into place and that decision was made, states have tried chipping away at kind of the protections that allows a married couple anyway. So of course I'm concerned, and I'm concerned also though with the record amount of anti-LGBTQ legislation that's being introduced at the state level, even before that decision was made. Texas and Alabama were attempting to criminalize gender-affirming medical care, meaning I as a parent could have been put in jail because I let my youngest have gender-affirming medical care. They would take away my other children, put them in foster care, you know, like that's crazy to me. Luckily, those both were defeated, but they did make it farther than any cases we've seen before. In addition, Florida has its Don't Say Gay bill that was actually signed into law. I mean, these cases are making it, these bills and the introduction of these bills, they're making it further and further, which is very scary. This community's always had to fight for their rights. It's never been like, oh, I have rights. Yay, we're done. you know, they've always had to fight for their rights. And we as allies and with Free Mom Hugs, we need to stand up and fight as well. We need to be present, we need to be visible, we need to be loud. We had groups that went to Capitol. California introduced kind of like a safe haven bill, and after Florida's Don't Say Gay bill, and with Texas and Alabama attempting to criminalize, California introduced a bill that said, hey, we're a safe haven, you're not a criminal in our eyes, please come here, get the care you need. And we had a group at the Capitol during that to say, hey, we're here, we're a safe space. Because this law, all these laws really affect everybody. Somebody knows somebody that is affected by these laws. And the thing is, I hear people say, well, I don't know anybody. I'm like, well, if you don't know somebody, then most likely you're not presenting yourself as a safe space for somebody to be who they are around you. So you really need to like be careful who you hate, because it's probably somebody you love. And they're just not safe enough telling you that.
Yeah. I feel thankful that we live in California, but I think about like even the founder who lives in Oklahoma, or like, you know, just those states that don't necessarily aren't as progressive as here. And it's scary. It's really scary.
It was scary for me as an ally. I had to go to Florida right after that bill was introduced or actually signed in. And I had to go to Florida for a completely separate reason. And my bag has a Free Mom Hugs pin. I have, you know, pride things pretty much on most of the stuff I own, like bags I own. And I seriously consider, I'm like, I do not want to cause drama at this event I am attending. And for a second, I was like, do I take these off? And then I had to think about it. I'm like, no, no, I'm not going to take these off. And in fact, if somebody asks about it, I'm going to talk to them about it, or I'm going to hold my bag this way so that everybody on this, in this airport sees that I have this on, and everybody at this event sees what's on my bag and knows that I'm a safe spot. It's scary. And my son just moved out of state, and that was what he was thinking, was like, where can I go that's safe? And that's horrible. That's a horrible thought.
But also probably gave you some good perspective, because sometimes it's easy, living in California, it's easy to be vocal and loud about these things. And it was probably a good reminder that, you know, that isn't the case everywhere. And you're needed. That's exactly where you're needed. That's in communities like
that's
that.
That's where you need to be the loudest and the most vocal, right, is in these states that aren't quite as accepting. And it's a good reminder. And it's also very scary. Like I said, I think about my youngest, and I think, what would they do if they lived here? Would they be able to?
Well, and I think it's also, did you run into any negative comments or get into any debates that happened?
Sadly, I did run into some negativity. And unfortunately, it was a friend of a family member at the event. And I said, you know, we're not going to take the time to discuss that here. I don't agree with you. So I'm just not going to talk to you anymore. I knew this wasn't a person that my child had to be around. And so I didn't feel the need to bring it up in that moment. But it is hard, because you do have to judge them. Like, this is not a safe person for my child, but this is a person I'm going to see one time. And I did talk to my family member and have a discussion with them later about that person of theirs that they know. Just to see if they could spread some awareness when I'm not with them every day.
Yeah. I was going to say it. I think sometimes you see that it's harder to hate people up close, right? When they're in front of you, when they're not behind a screen or something like that. And so hopefully, you know, and maybe they're not, if they live in a state where it isn't as accepting, maybe they aren't as exposed to people like you who are free and open about their opinions. So maybe I think you have some influence, even on a small scale, even situation like that.
Right. And that's what I hope. When they meet somebody who is loving and accepting, or they meet somebody in the LGBTQ community who they realize is just a person, you know, and we've had that happen when my son was coming out and letting us know who they were, and where people were like, oh, hey, you're pretty cool. I like you. I didn't realize all these obstacles you would face, you know, and it's nice to see that. It's nice to be surprised in a good way.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like that can kind of be a slippery slope though, too, sometimes, because, you know, people will know one gay person and think like, oh, well, that person doesn't think that, so therefore it's fine. And so it is nice, but you have to, other people have to remember that they're not a monolith and not, they don't represent the entire community.
Right. Exactly.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. Can you please tell our audience where they can find you and how they can support Free Mom Hugs?
Yes. Thank you. I'm so excited I got to do this. So thank you for having me. If anybody in the audience is on Facebook, our local group of Free Mom Hugs California-Sacramento area, is where we post all of our events to that page. You can also find our state Facebook page at Free Mom Hugs California. And so that way, if you're not in the Sacramento area, which our Sacramento area group is huge. I used to do all the way up to the Oregon border, but now we have another group up there, thankfully. But from here to the Nevada border, Galt, to the south. So we're pretty big, but you can go, if you're not in that area, you can go to Free Mom Hugs California and find a group in your area. We have Central Valley, Bay Area, we have Southern California. Or if you're out of state, you can go to the Free Mom Hugs website, which is freemomhugs.org, and they'll link you to all the state chapters as well. California being big, we have multiple state chapters, but some of the other states just have one or two, and they're on there. Also, if you're not on Facebook, but you still want to volunteer at an event, we love our volunteers. You can go to freemomhugs.org/volunteer and fill out the volunteer form. If you select Northern California, you'll get an email about once a month at the beginning of the month that has all our event information. Like I said, we've had roughly 40 this year in Northern California. We have Palm Springs Pride coming up in Southern California. We're joining in the Placer Pride Ride that's coming up on November 5th. So there's information on that on our Facebook page. And of course, you know, just if you see us at an event, come on up and I'll sign you up through the volunteer form there.
Oh my gosh. Palm Springs Pride must be so fun.
It's a good one. It's a very good one. It's hot. It's still always hot. That's why they do it later in the year, but it's a good one.
I was wondering why it was so late, but that makes sense.
So October is actually another Pride month. There's a lot of Pride events in October and June, of course, but then we have random ones throughout the year. So even though June is our busiest, literally like two or three each weekend across the state, we do have smaller events throughout the year. And sometimes, like I said, people reach out for coffee or just to chat or to do school events.
Very cool.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
If you like what you just heard, and we hope you do, you can find more of us online at www.okayestmoms.com. We're also on all social media platforms, Pinterest, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Okayest Moms Blog. Or if you want to, you can send us an email at hey@okayestmoms.com.